Chris.
Doctor, what is it? I am tired. We marched for what seems like weeks.
Well, technically we have, because of the temporal distortions. For us, it's only been a few days, but to the rest of the world, it has been several weeks. Where's Liak? She was resting in here with you.
She's not here? Liak was here when I went to bed.
She is gone, then. So is Toza. He was outside of the tent when we went to bed, but when I got up to take a little walk, he was gone. I thought I'd better check on you.
Do you not think that Toza took her? Poor Liak!
I hope not. We better go wake Crozier and start searching.
What was that?
Sounds like someone's in trouble. Come on, Chris. My word. Don't look, Chris.
Oh, Doctor, I think I'm going to be sick.
Doctor, what happened here? Who did this to Hopcraft?
I'm not sure. We just arrived and found the body ourselves.
Those things have found us. Everyone get your guns.
No, I don't think it's the Taplex. There's no sign of them. And we arrived only moments after we heard the scream.
They've attacked like this before. They've killed many of us and left no sign of their presence.
Yes, but each time it happened before, I felt pain when there was a dimensional shift. I felt nothing this time.
Maybe they are toying with us? You said they could move very fast.
Possibly, but I don't think so.
Why not?
Because the Taplex have claws to rend their victims, Captain. They don't use knives like on this poor fellow. Someone in this camp is a murderer.
No one is covered in blood, Doctor. Surely if one of us killed Hopcraft, they'd be drenched.
Yes, obviously the culprit is someone who is not present.
But who? There are over 80 people here. We'll have to do a head count to see who's missing.
Sergeant Tozer's still not here.
Tozer's missing? What about Liak?
Gone as well, I'm afraid. That's why I went to wake up Chris. I saw that Tozer wasn't at his post. When I went inside the tent, I discovered Liak was missing as well.
It looks like Fitzjames was right about her after all.
I knew it. I just hope she hasn't killed Toza.
I must admit that circumstances look very bad, but I caution against doing anything rash.
Rash? At this point, how could anything we do be considered rash? Out of my way. We'll soon hunt the savage down.
I am afraid he's right, Doctor. I can no longer put my men at risk, and she is the most likely suspect. I suggest that you and Miss Christine retire to a tent and keep out of the way.
As you wish, Crozier.
Do you think Leah did it, Doctor?
The evidence is certainly stacked against her.
It is hard for me to believe. We should find her first just to make sure that they do not kill an innocent woman.
Good idea. Just what I was thinking. Let's go.
There we are. The sled's all set to travel. The rest of the men are off gathering wood for a fire, and after a good night's rest, we'll head back to the ships. Chambers, are you all right? You don't sound well at all.
I've been suffering from panic attacks lately. Dr. Petty has been helping me.
Panic attacks? You should have mentioned this earlier. Sit down in the boat, lad. I'll sit with you. I actually don't feel so well myself. Just try to calm down and put your head between your legs. Don't try to talk. There's a good chap. Just try and calm down. You know, it's strange, lad. You and I have something in common. I've seen Dr. Petty recently, too.
Are you all right, sir?
Nothing to worry about too much. The occasional chest pain. Probably just suffering from anxiety like you.
Should I get someone, sir?
No. Don't worry about me. A bit of rest and I'll be as right as rain. You'll see. You rest, too.
Yes, sir.
Ah!
What was that?
Just try to stay calm, Chambers. Smith! Crisp! Well? Anyone out there?
Why are you reaching for your shotgun, sir?
Just being careful, lad.
The creatures! They're here!
Try and stay calm. I still can't see anything. Glass is not loaded. Quick, hand me those shells next to you. Thank you, lad. I'll just get the shotgun and the other one loaded. There we are, lad. Almost done. Just one more and you'll have a weapon, too. Chambers, don't curl up in a ball. Pull yourself together, lad. I need your help.
No. No!
Ow, curse this dicey heart of mine. It just feels like it's on fire. Straighten up, you whimpering little sod, and help me look for those creatures. Where are they? Chambers? You sick, twisted things! I'll kill you!
Better reload, human. You're next.
You bet I will. I've got your dessert right here. My chest... pain!
Kratak, I've finished the other humans off. It looks like there is just one left. Shall I?
No, Haranth. This one's heart is weak. It will soon explode from fear and anger. Let us see how long he lasts as we devour his fellow humans' remains.
Excellent idea, Kratak. This should be most entertaining.
I'll see you in Hades, you...
Oh, they didn't last long. Oh, well, mind if I join you, Kratak?
Help yourself.
What are we doing back in my tent, Doctor? There's no sign of Leak here.
It's a good thing that Fitzjames and the others aren't thinking rationally, or they'd realize that Leak left a trail of footprints behind in the snow when she left.
How can you tell whose footprints those are? It looks like a mess to me.
Fortunately, it snowed last night and covered any tracks from the previous day. To the best of our knowledge, no one else has been here except ourselves and Tozer, so we can eliminate his enormous feet, since Leak is quite petite, and unless I'm mistaken, she did not have big feet.
No, her feet were quite small, smaller than mine.
Right, so all we have to do is follow the tracks of the person with the smallest footprints.
That makes sense. It looks like if she was following Tozer's tracks, does it not?
Very good. Smaller prints are indeed on top of the larger ones. I think she heard Tozer leave and became curious. She probably followed him to see what he was up to.
So if Leak went this way, we see that she seems to be following Tozer to where the murder of Mr. Hubcrap took place.
It looks that way, doesn't it?
That does not help her case any, Doctor. Bitch Chance will never believe her innocence based on this.
I know, but we haven't found her yet, Chris. Let's see where this takes us. Ha! Here we are.
It looks as if Tozer's prince leads straight into where Hubcrap was murdered. But Leak goes off into another direction entirely. It never comes near Hopcraft. That proves that she did not do it.
Yes, but with all these other tracks left by the crew, there's no way to prove Tozer's the culprit. I doubt we'll convince Fitzjames anyway.
Why are her footprints different now?
You mean, why do they seem sloppier? Well, she must have seen the murder and run in that direction in fear.
Do you think Tozer saw her?
There's a trail of rather big feet overlapping some of her prints, and they also appear to be from an individual running.
We had best follow quickly, then. She is in terrible danger.
Yes, but be careful not to step on the evidence.
Kratak, good news. Some of the humans have left the main group.
How many?
11.
Excellent. An appetizer. Lead the way, Haranth.
Captain...
What is it, Petty?
Pilkington just told me that he saw Petty Officer Pegler and several other crewmen talking about leaving us and going off on their own when they thought no one was listening.
Where in the world do they think they're going?
Apparently, they tried to convince a few others to go too. They told Seaman Sims that they had lost confidence in you and Fitzjames because of the constant fighting between you two. And now there's this murder. They also said they were terrified of going to the creature's ship.
How many of them left?
11.
We best find someone to go after them. They'll never survive on their own in this wilderness. Come on.
Yes, Captain.
There's where the tracks end, Chris. That is Surgeon McDonald's tent, where they're keeping the wounded Lieutenant Le Vicomte.
I wonder why they went there.
Perhaps Leak was looking to hide. We'd best slow down and approach cautiously.
Doctor, do you hear that?
Yes, I'm not sure what it is. I'll just open the tent flaps gently. Tozer! What are you doing?
Eating. Would you like some?
No! That's horrible!
I was thinking of following up with a little Le Vicomte chaser and then Leak over here in the corner for dessert.
Help me, Doctor!
Are you or the left-headed harmed?
Not yet. Le Vicomte has been unconscious the whole time. I came in here to hide from Tozer after he killed Topcraft. McDonald tried to help me when Tozer followed me, but he killed him and started...
Hopcraft was spying on me. He needed to die. Besides, I was hungry.
Sergeant, Let Liak go, and we can talk to Crozier and FitzJames about getting you some help.
No, I don't think so. All this talk has upset my tummy. I think I need a doctor to cure it.
I thought you passed your edge to attack me, Sergeant!
Leave him alone!
Wait your turn. I saw him first.
Let the doctor go, Sergeant.
Or what?
Or I'll put a bullet right through your head.
Yes, sir.
What the devil's been going on in here? Are you all right, Miss Christine?
Yes, I am fine, Dr. Petty.
Petty, help the doctor to his feet. Miss Christine, if you'd be so kind as to fetch Captain FitzJames. I think we can now settle the question as to who murdered Mr. Hopcraft.
Hold on, Captain. I feel another vortex opening. I think we're about to go...
Haranth, we are close to the humans who have abandoned their crew. I can smell them.
There they are, Katak. The deserters.
What an appropriate name. Deserters for dessert.
Somewhere else. Is everyone all right?
I am fine. Just a little dizzy.
Doctor, these time disturbances of yours are becoming quite annoying. It's so disorienting.
Captain, look out! Toza came through with us.
What?
Oh, jump!
Time to see how crunchy you are, Captain.
Captain!
Thank you, Levicant. Thank goodness you woke up when you did.
Glad to be of service, sir.
Hold on there, Levicant. Let me give you a hand there.
Thank you, Petty. I was feeling a little bit wobbly still.
Well, Toza's dead.
We had no choice. He would have killed us all.
What happened to him, Doctor? Why did he go mad like that?
Sometimes under extreme duress, victims take on the attributes of those that abuse them. He could have snapped under the pressure of being hunted by the Teplex.
He was acting strange ever since the attack at the cairn. He kept complaining about being hungry when I examined him.
That was after he was caught in the lightning strike that hit the Teplex soldier. I wonder if somehow the Teplex tendencies toward eating their prey were somehow transferred to Toza.
How?
Perhaps via the nanites that repair and maintain the Teplex systems.
FitzJames and two other men were also struck by lightning.
Daly and Hammond.
Doctor, what if the three of them are also infected?
Then we'd best get back to camp and warn them if we can. They could be in terrible danger.
Can you find them with that tracking thing Liak's sister gave her?
Not directly, but based on these readings of the location of the Teplex ship, and if I have my bearings correct, it looks as if we are several miles away from where we made camp. We should be able to reach them by midday tomorrow, assuming they don't break camp and march on before then.
Hopefully they'll be looking for us and we'll wait.
We can hope. We'd best be off.
I'll help support Lieutenant Levicant as we go.
Thank you, Captain. Taking care of Tozer took everything out of me.
Keep a stiff upper lip, Levicant. We'll get you some rest as soon as we find the camp.
How far are the humans now, Haranth?
We are quite close.
We have been close before, but these spatial distortions carry them beyond our reach every time. I grow impatient.
They have not moved in some time. Something must have happened, or they surely would have gone by now.
No matter. I am weary of playing with my food. They will be ours at last. A feast like no other.
Sir, I hate to be a bother, but I really could use a rest.
I don't think we can afford to waste any time, Levicant. The other men are in great danger.
Captain, we'd best give him a break and let me check him over. He really doesn't look well.
All right, but just for a moment.
Thank you, sir.
We should cut ahead while they do that, Doctor.
Good idea. Make sure it looks like we're heading in the right direction.
Certainly. We'll be right back. What did you want to talk to me about, Chris?
Picked up on that, did you?
Yes, what is it?
Do you really think that FitzJames and the others might be like Sergeant Tozer?
It does fit with some theories about what may have happened to the crews of the Terra and the Erebus.
What theories?
Well, very little is known for certain, but based on the remains of the bodies, the prevalent theory is that they resorted to cannibalism.
Cannibalism? Why did you not mention that earlier?
It didn't come up.
What? Doctor, I do not believe that you can forget something like that.
Well, it never made sense to me until now, because food was often found with the bodies. If the crew still had plenty to eat and their food wasn't spoiled like some believe may have happened to their tinned food, why would they become cannibals? At first, I thought the reports were incorrect, or that something else happened. When I learned of the Taplex, I assumed they ate the crew. I hardly expected this to happen.
That makes sense. We sure are in trouble this time, are we not?
There's still hope, Chris. They never found all the crew's remains, and there were no women's bones at any of the sites.
Did they find any Taplex?
Well, no.
Then that is not much comfort, Doctor.
Hello, Crozier. Where is Lieutenant Le Vicomte?
He died from his wounds! Another victim of those creatures!
I'm very sorry, Captain.
No time for that now, Doctor. We have to save the rest of the men. We'll come back to give him a proper burial later. Come on.
Oh, Matriarch, I have wonderful news.
Report, human.
Success. Some members of the crew have been infected by your powers. They are aiding your soldiers in eliminating the white men.
Ha ha ha! Kato Knarump must have infected them with our nanites. Wonderful. What news of the time being? Has he been armed?
Not yet, Matriarch. But the matter is in hand. Kaitok reports that a trap is ready to be sprung on him and the remaining crew. They will be brought to you to feed on personally.
Excellent. They shall be welcomed with open jaws.
I can't believe it.
It is horrible.
So many of my men dead. How could just 3 people cause so much slaughter?
That assumes, of course, that they didn't have any help.
What do you mean by that?
Doctor, do you think that they're still here?
Most likely. Someone has kept that fire over there burning.
Daly, what have you done? You monster!
Helped it. I'm so hungry.
Is there anyone else left?
No. We killed them all. I'm so sorry.
Well, you're about to join them.
No, don't shoot. We may be able to learn something from him. We'd best subdue him while he seems to be at least partially rational. Then we can at least find out what happened and where Fitzjames and Wilkes are.
We can question him if you think we can subdue him, but one false move and I shoot.
I dare to cause any more pain. Please, shoot me.
Come on, Petty. There's no need for violence, Daly. We can try to talk like civilized men. You remember civilization, don't you?
Yes.
Petty and I are just going to tie you up so that you can't hurt anyone else. We promise not to hurt you, don't we, Petty?
That's right, Daly. It's all right. We're just here to find out what happened.
What happened?
Yes, tell us what happened.
Oh. Something like this.
Calm down, Daly.
He's attacking the doctor. Shoot him.
I can't get a clear shot. Daly is keeping the doctor between us.
I'd better help him.
Stay back, Petty. You'll get in the way, too.
You don't want to do this, Daly. Remember, you're a man, not an animal.
He's going to kill the doctor. Stop him.
Are you all right now, Doctor?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you, Crozier.
It wasn't me. I couldn't get a clear shot.
Then who?
Me.
Fitzjames.
Stay back, Fitzjames. We know you're infected.
No, I'm fine. For some reason, I was unaffected. I haven't seen Sergeant Tozer, but Wilkes and Daly killed all the rest.
Why didn't you stop them? You had superior numbers.
Well, after you left, the men were being picked off one by one. We assumed it was Liak. We tried searching for you, but the search parties didn't come back. We didn't suspect what was happening until it was too late. When the T-Plex arrived, we were practically defenseless.
But the T-Plex, are they still here?
No. After the slaughter, they left. I was knocked unconscious, but they killed everyone else. We managed to kill Wilkes, but the T-Plex were just too much for us.
But you're sure the T-Plex aren't around?
I regained consciousness in time to hear them tell Daly that they needed to get back to their matriarchs to give her the energy they'd collected. They told Daly to stay behind and watch for you. When I had the chance, I snuck away, found a shotgun, and was circling around to take Daly by surprise when you showed up.
Why didn't the T-Plex kill Daly?
Well, they seemed to adopt Daly and Wilkes as pets. They seemed to feel in control of them.
I see. How very fortunate for us that you survived, Fitzjames.
Yes, well, it would have been more fortunate if I could have saved some of the men.
Don't beat yourself up, Fitzjames. There's nothing you could have done. You're sure everyone is accounted for?
Yes. Except for your group, Tozer and Le Vicomte are the only crewmen unaccounted for. Everyone else is definitely dead.
How horrible!
Yes, I'm sorry I didn't believe you, Liak.
You wanted to defend your people. I understand. I wish our people could learn to trust one another.
Maybe someday they will.
What should we do now, Doctor? There are only 6 of us left.
We'd best get some rest and press on in the morning, Crozier.
You still want us to go to the T'Plex ship? That's suicide.
It's the move that they will least expect. With Fitzjames' help, we can pretend that he is one of the infected crewmen and sneak into the base. Once there, I will find a way to stop them.
This is insane.
Dr. Petty, we don't have any choice. If we do not defeat the T'Plex before they can release the remainder of their crew, the entire world is at risk. The alternative is for 6 of us to be hunted down and slaughtered, and then follows the rest of humanity. There's no way we could escape the T'Plex if they set their mind to hunting us. If we go to them, however, I'm certain I'll find a way to defeat them.
How can you be so sure? You seem awfully confident.
Because it's my job, Captain Fitzjames. Stopping monsters is what I do. So, what do you all say? Are you up for saving the human race?
When you put it that way, what choice do we have?
Well, I'm game for some revenge.
I will accompany you.
You know, I will be there.
Oh, all right. No one lives forever.
That's the spirit. Now, let's get some rest. We'll leave in the morning. There it is.
That's a ship? It looks like half a loaf of bread.
You mean apart from the fact that it's silver and metallic?
Well, yes. It's not as impressive as I thought it would be.
Appearances can be deceiving. The T'Plex are not much for decorating. They prefer functionality. Besides, we can't see half of the ship because it's lodged between dimensions.
What does that mean? You mean it is partially in the spirit world?
Sort of. It's a bit more mundane than that, though. Their method of propulsion probably malfunctioned, and they crashed half here and half in another dimension, usually unoccupied by life. Happens all the time, really.
You're joking.
No, really. Hyperdrives are notoriously temperamental things. They malfunction nearly as often as transmat devices.
Why do they continue to use them if they're so dangerous?
Because people, or in this case, T'Plex, can be really stubborn. And if something works most of the time, it is usually deemed uneconomical to fix it unless you have to.
It still seems insane to take such a risk.
As opposed to repeated failed attempts to discover the Northwest Passage in the Arctic, for example?
There's no need to get nasty, Doctor, but I see your point.
Yes. Well, shall we? Remember to play your part, Fitzjames.
Don't worry, Doctor. I'm fully prepared to carry out the plan as I've been instructed.
They are here, Matriarch.
Excellent. I almost ready.
Nearly there, Matriarch.
Doctor, I'm beginning to worry that this is too easy. We haven't killed no one so far.
I agree. This smells like a trap.
Noticed that, have you?
What do you mean?
I mean that we are obviously walking into a trap. We've encountered no T'Plex, and we're almost to the bridge.
You did say that there were only 2 T'Plex that we have seen so far. Perhaps there are no others.
As much as I would prefer to believe that, when you've been in these situations as often as I have, you become quite good at spotting traps.
Is this the door to the bridge?
In the typical T'Plex ship layout it is. I'll bet the door will be open just as all the others were on the way in.
Since we know it's a trap, shouldn't we leave?
I very much doubt there is any way out of here now but to go forward. Shall we?
We all appear to be armed and ready, Doctor. Let's go.
Open sesame.
Come in.
Pusha! What?
We've been expecting you, and at last we finally meet face to face. I cannot tell you how much I have enjoyed watching you all this time. I feel like I've come to know you already.
Who is she?
It's another of those blasted savages. I knew it!
It is my sister, Pusha.
Your sister?
So this is where you have been, Pusha? You have been helping the Dubelaks all this time?
Yes, dear sister. I have indeed. And you are just in time to see the arrival of their matriarchs.
Someone stop her! We have no chance against the matriarchs!
I'll take care of her! Oh!
Gracia!
Fitzjames, what are you doing?
Preparing a meal for my matriarchs.